Both have to give a get. If after one gives a get, the second one could marry you. The same thing, if a lady, an older lady, gives somebody a shus to marry her, to be a shliach to receive her kedushin, she also went and accepted her own kedushin. So it depends which one came first. If she accepted her own kedushin first, but if the shliach that she appointed, that person accepted her kedushin first, that kedushin is chal first. For many a day, we don't know which one happened. First, Shneim Leisnim lo get. Both husbands have to give her get. Then, V'yimrotz Lecha Leisnim get. If one wants to give a get, V'yechet Koines, that's also good. What do we need two cases for? Tzrich, we need two cases. D'yash min gabba d'day, by her, mishum de gavra, but by the father, mishum de gavra, kin lebi yuchsin. Av litzad le kin lebi yuchsin, name Eloi, nevi kedushin, kedushin. Alright, we'll stop here. So, Mishem on Shabbos. No, we'll hold enough Ayin Tesam and Aleph. We'll just do the last mission again over again. The last mission on Ayin Chesam and Beis. Mishin Osir Meshlus L'Shluchoy L'Kadesh Es Bitoy. A father, that he has a right to marry off his daughter when she's a Naro or Ketana, so he gave a Shliach permission to marry off his daughter for him. For Hol Achu V'Kitcho. And the father later then went and married off his daughter by himself. So two people now went to marry off his daughter. So it depends. Im Shaloi Kodmoi. If the father did it first, kedusha kedushin, kedushin ischal, his kedushin ischal. V'yim shel shlucha kodmoi, but if the shliach made the kedushin first, so kedusha kedushin, then the shliach kedushin is good, and what the father did, like, it's too late. She's already married to the first one. What's going to be v'eni yodei, we do not know which one was first, so then the locher is shneiyem nois neget. Both men have to give her a get, because we have a doubt who her husband is, which kedushin ischal first. But v'imrotzu, if they want, they can make up that echad noisen get, one of them first should give her a get, and then v'yechad koinis, the second one has a right then to marry her. Mamonoshach, if he was the real husband, he's the real husband. And if not, the other one already gave a get, so now he can marry her. The b'chein, the same halach applies, a isha shenosno reshlus l'shlucho l'kacha. Not with a father, but a regular older lady that wants to get married, and she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin for her. Now the lady by herself went and got married by herself. Somebody married her. So it depends. Im shelo kodmoi, if her kedushin took place first, she married herself off before the shliach accepted the kedushin for her. So again, kedusha kedushin, her kedushin is chal. That's first. But the im shel shlucha kodmo, if the shliach's kedushin took place first, then kedusha of kedushin, his kedushin, that kedushin is chal first. Again, we don't know which one was first. We don't know if the lady that married herself off of the shliach, which one was first. So locher is shneiyem noisen lo get. Both men have to give her a get. And again, if they want, so just one gives her a get, and then the second one is muta to marry yet mamonoshach. Either it's his wife, or else he's marrying the other one's wife. That everybody has a get, so it's okay. Now the Gemara says utzricha. We need both cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the same story two times. Just one's the case with the father and his daughter, that the father met a shliach, and one's the case that the wife herself, the older lady herself, met a shliach. So what do we have to have two cases for? They're both exact same svaras. So Mar says, yes, we need both. If we only hear the first case by the father, when the father wants to marry off his daughter, or else he makes a shliach to marry off his daughter, I'll tell you over there, mishum de gavra kimle biyuchsin, because the man knows about yuchsin. So therefore we say, if the father goes and marries off his daughter, what he means to do is, he appointed a shliach yesterday, he means to be mevatel the shliach, because the father, we say, knows more than the shliach. Therefore, if the father goes and marries her, and the father married her first, his kedushin is chal, and not the shliach. But in the second case of the Mishnah, where it's a question of the lady herself is marrying off herself, what happened? She already made a shliach to marry, get married to accept kedushin for her. And then she went and accepted it herself. So, we'll say as far as maybe she doesn't know so much who's miuchesed, who's not, if the yichud is really good or not. So, there I would have thought to say, if she first appoints, let's say, a man to be a shliach to accept the kedushin, so she trusted the man will check out and make sure that chosin is miyuchas. But when she gets married by herself, maybe she's not semer das on herself so much, because she herself doesn't know so much about yichsin. So maybe even if she accepted her kedushin first, maybe still when the shliach gets her married, she still would rather have the shliach's kedushin, and she doesn't really mean to be married to the first one. So that's what I would have thought to say, kamashmula no, that even in the case by the lady herself, if she accepts her own kedushin first, that's the main kedushin, and the second one is too late. Now, v'yashmina gavadido, if we'd only hear the second case, where the lady, that even though she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin for her, when she gets married herself, that her kedushin is good, I'll tell you, mishum d'yisaso, daiko minsuba. There's another svara, that the lady herself, true, maybe she doesn't know about yichus, if the guy's a mamzer or not, but she's medayin, she checks out to make sure she should get married to somebody that she really likes. Like, she checks out the man to make sure she likes him. So by a lady, when she accepts kedushin herself, then we say she wants her kedushin, not the shliach's kedushin. Avol iyu, but maybe the father, eimu la yichpas lei. Maybe by the father doesn't make a real difference. Like, what happened? The father first met a shliach for somebody to accept kedushin for his daughter. And then the father himself accepted the kedushin for somebody else for his daughter. But maybe the father doesn't really mean to accept it by himself. He doesn't care if the shliach does it or not. So maybe he's still soymer das mainly on the shliach, and what he accepted means nothing. Kamash and Tzricha know that in both cases, whichever one took place first, that's the one they really want, that's the kedushin, and the second one is not chal. Itma, we learn the shalah like this now. Itma, kidsho or viho baderech. The father in the morning married off his daughter. The kidsho atzma b'ir. And in the afternoon, this daughter accepted her own kedushin from somebody else in the city. And varehi bageris. Right now in the afternoon, she is a bageris. Now the locker is like this. When the daughter is a nara still, the father has the right to marry her off. When she becomes a bageris, the father can't marry her anymore. Then she has the right to marry herself. She goes out of the father's rishus. Now we know a nara. Now we know like this. A nara is when she's 12 years old and she has some money, she becomes a nara. And it lasts for exactly 6 months. After 6 months, then she becomes a bageris. Now, before 6 months, it depends. If she has simonim, bageris, she could become a bageris even earlier. The simon of the Gemara says, her breast start to grow, she could become a bageris even earlier. But normal, it's 6.5 months, when she's 12 and a half years old, that's when she becomes a bageris. So the maskana we're going to be talking about here, that it's exactly the day when she finishes the 6 months. So she's exactly 12 and a half years old. That day. So that day itself, in the morning, it's possible she was still a nara, and she first got her simonim in the afternoon. So it's possible to say maybe she first became a bageris in the afternoon. That's this question now. In the morning, the father married her off. In the afternoon, she married herself off, and when we check her out in the afternoon, we see that she's a bageris right now. So why don't we say, how was she in the morning? Was she a bageris in the morning, and then the morning's kedushin is zero? Doesn't help. Or do we say, no, maybe in the morning she was still a nara, and that kedushin came first? So it's machlekes. Rav Omar, Rav says the svar is, harehi bageris lefaneinu. Listen, right now we see it to be a bageris. So since she's that way now, we'll say that's the way she was in the morning. And therefore, when the father married her off in the morning, it means nothing. A father can't marry you off his bageris. Or Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says no. Chai Shinon l'kedusha shneim. Shmuel says no. We have to be afraid that it's possible to say that maybe in the morning she was still a nara, and therefore when the father married her off, that kedusha was chal first. Then the second one would be chal. But it's only a doubt. It could be possible that maybe she was a begaris also in the morning, and then only the second kedusha is chal, not the mornings. So Shmuel says it's a shaila. Both of them is suffer kedusha. Both have to give her a get. Now the Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about now? Where's the Machlekes talking about? Ilan, if you want to tell me, B'toich Shisha, in the middle of these first 6 months, after she became a Nara, when she's 12 years old, and in 2 months or so, means before the 6 months finished, so the Gemara asks, Poho Neymar Rav Harei Bageris Lefaneinu, would Rav say the Svar that we see it to be a Bageris in the afternoon, so that's the way she was in the morning? Why? Of course, Hashtu, the Bagro. Of course, we should say that just the opposite. She first became a bageris now in the afternoon. Because during these first 6 months, she's not becheskes to be a bageris. Usually it takes a good 6 months till she becomes a bageris. So if it was before the 6 months finished, we would say rather she's still a nara. So therefore, even though in the afternoon we see she's a Bageris, we should say only from then on she became a Bageris. But of course, Rav should agree that the Cheskas Naras that said that in the morning she was still a Nara. So Rav would not argue on this. Ella, what do you want to tell me the case? We're talking about Liyacha Shisha. That after 6 months passed by, she's over 6.5 months old. She's over 12.5 months old. So Mara says, Pohone Mishmul Chashina on the Kedusha Shneim, how could Shmuel say we have a suffix? That maybe in the morning she was still an arrow, and maybe that Kedusha was calm. I, Bohama Shmuel, Shmuel himself says, Ein Bein Arvas Laboygeris, Ella Shisha Chadoshim Bovad. It only takes 6 months for a girl to become a Bageris. It can never take longer. So therefore, if she for sure is 12.5 years old, she is for sure a Bageris. Like after 6 months passed by, after she started to be a Nara, 12 years old with two simonim, so after 6 months passed by, for sure she's a Bageris. So how could Shmuel say then that we have to be afraid maybe in the morning she was still a Nara? That wouldn't be any Svara. If it's after 6 months later, for sure we should say she's a Bageris. So like Tzarich, I'll tell you the case we're talking about right now is the Kiddush that the Kedushin took place, Be'ahu Yoyma Demashlem Shisha, the last day of the first 6 months. We're talking about now that they got married the last day of the end of the 6 months. So therefore it's a good Shaila, that day she's Oyma to change, she should be changing from an hour to Bageris, but we're not sure when it took place. So therefore, now in the afternoon we look at her, we see she's a Bageris. Our question is, how was she that morning? That's the machlekes. Rav says, Harehi Bageris Lefaneinu. We say she's a Bageris right now, so therefore what? Mi Dahashto Bageris. Since right now we see her body, we see that her breast grew, we see that she's a Bageris. Vitsafra Nami Bageris. Therefore in the morning also, of course, we should say she was a Bageris. And therefore the fact the father married her in the morning means nothing. Because since she was already a Bageris in the morning, the father can't marry her off. That's what Rav holds. Ushmul Amashmul says, no, Hashtu the IC Simonim. Only no, now when we see her in the afternoon, true, now she's a Bageris. But in the morning, we have a doubt to say maybe she was still an Ara. In other words, true, today she should be changing. But we don't know when she changed. So Shmuel says, since before today she was still an Ara, we'll say she's still an Ara until we see for sure that she changed. Therefore, in the morning, Shmuel says still, she has a suffix, maybe she's an Ara. Therefore, we have to be afraid, maybe the father's kedushin in the morning was called. Now the Gemara is, so Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Mashna in Mikvah. How come over here Shmuel says it's a suffix? And how come by Mikvah we'll see there it's a Vadai Tomei? By Mikvah we say for sure it's no good. We'll soon see what the case is. But now we learn like this. Mikvah Shenimdeid. If a person, they went now to check out the mikveh. They checked out the mikveh in the town, and they found out that it's missing. It doesn't have aboyim saw. It's missing some water. The mikveh is tussle right now. So the loch is, kol tahiris, shenaso agavav lamafreya. All the tahiris that originally was tomei, and they put it into this mikveh to make it tor, is no good. It's kol tahiris, shenaso agavav lamafreya. All the tahiris that were put into this mikveh now, it means the things that were tummy, you want to make a Torah again, that was put into this mikveh from before me, since the last time we checked it out, Bein Rishus HaYochid, whether it's a suffix in the Rishus HaYochid, that there anyway usually we say suffix is tummy. Bein Rishus HaRabim, that usually we say suffix Rishus HaRabim is Torah, here we say Timaeus. Here we say everything that went into the mikveh is still tummy. Because we say since now the mikveh is chasa, most probably was still chasa before also. So you see, what we find now, that's the way we say it was before. So why does Shmuel say, even though we see now she's a Bageris, we don't say that's the way she was in the morning? Here we see we do say that Svara. Since right now we find the Mikvah Chasar, we say the Mikvah was Chasar missing a month ago, since the last time we checked it. And everything is no good. Svara says, no, Shmuel answers. I'll tell you, Shani Chas, the Mikvah is different. The Ikul HaMeima, there we could say, Heme Tomi Achas Kosei. There, what are we talking about? You want to put something into the mikveh that's tameh. So that thing, if you have a suffix, if it's a good tefillah or not, we should leave that thing the way it was before. Let's say a man wants to go into the mikveh. So before the man goes in, he's tameh. So if so, if we have a suffix, if it was good or not, we'll leave the man aches kosher to say he was tameh. V'yayim loy tovel, and we'll say rather the tefillah was no good. Loy tovel means he didn't make a good tefillah, because we'll say rather the mikveh was kosher. The Mar says, no, other rabbi, say just the opposite way. Hemed mikveh aches kosher. The nikvah has a chazaka. Like we know a month ago, we checked it out. A month ago, the nikvah was kosher. So say, since it was kosher then, most probably it's still kosher until we saw a change right now. So the chazaka, don't you say, the mikvah did not change. So Mara says, no, that is a reyes. There's something wrong with that. Right now, we see the way the nikvah is missing. So if you look at the mikvah right now, that should be a svar to say that's the way it was before also. So Mara says, so it's still a kosher and Shmuel. If you look at her right now in the afternoon, we see she is a Bagaris. So that should be a svar to say she was in the morning also. Why does Shmuel say there we have a suffix? Samara says no. Shmuel answers, Hashka, who the Bagar? No, still I say, maybe only then she became a Bagaris. Maybe in the morning she wasn't yet. Fredimara is so Hosanami, say the same thing by the Mikvah also then. Hashka, the Chosar. So I want to say also, you checked out the Mikvah today. Let's say only from today it was missing. But yesterday, why don't we say the mikvah was still shalem? So why don't we say whatever went into the mikvah is like a kosher store? So Mora says no. The answer is hosom tatel reyusa. By a mikvah, there are two things wrong there. Hocho chodel reyusa. Here, by the isha, there's only one thing wrong. By the isha, the only thing is we see now she's a bageris. That's all. So the suffix what she was in the morning. So Shmuel says we have a doubt that the suffix what she was in the morning. But there's no chazok is by the isha. Because since this is the day that she's finishing the 6 months, she's supposed to change today. So there's no chazaka to say since yesterday she was an ara, most probably she's still an ara right now, that chazaka can't help us. Because today that chazaka is asuya lishtanis. That chazaka is supposed to change. But by the mikvah though, we have two reasons to say the person is still tamei. Because before the person went into the mikvah, he had a cheskas tamei. He was tamei before. We have a suffix if the mikvah is good or not, so we have a suffix leaving the way it was before. And secondly, when we look at the mikvah right now, we see the mikvah missing. So since right now we see something wrong with the mikvah, that's just what to say the mikvah was missing a while ago, before. Either the chazaka the mikvah, the last time we checked it out, the mikvah was kosher. That's only one reason to say that way. But since we have two reasons to say it the other way, two is better than one. But by the Isha the Bagaris, you only have one reason, therefore the Shmuel says it's a suffix. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Maishna Michovius. Why is Shmuel's din of a Bagaris different than the case of a barrel? We'll soon see. The Tanya we learned, if a man was checking out his barrel of wine, Lahafra Shalei Truma, in order to make this barrel Truma. Now let's say the guy had 100 barrels of wine, and they're all Tevok, he didn't take off Truma yet. And now he wants to set aside one barrel should be the Truma. Now the halacha is you have to make sure the wine is still good wine and it did not become spoiled, it did not become vinegar. Because if the wine spoils and becomes vinegar, you can't take off truma from that anymore. So he kept on checking out his barrels to make sure it's still wine. Now v'yachakach later on, nimsas chaymis. Later he checked out his barrel again and he found out that barrel was chaymis. So if he used it to become truma, the truma won't be good. So what's the halacha? We say there, kol gimu yomim vaday. The last 3 days is Vadi was Chametz, and if he made a Truma those last 3 days, nothing doing. For sure it's no good. But Mikan V'el, this is one Shadis, from before 3 days, Sofik. Then talk it's a Sofik, when exactly did the wine change to become into vinegar? So it's a Sofik, where the Truma is Chal. But it's still a Sofik. On this we ask the question of Ramina, we have a question. Chav Yisanikva, how come here by Chavis we say it's only a Sofik if the Truma is good or not? And by mikvah before we said for sure the Tyrus is Tomei. So how come here it's a Sof, there it's a Vadei? Maishna d'och v'adei, how come in mikvah we say it's Vadei no good? Well, maishna d'och v'sof, how come over here by Chavis, by the wine, we say it's only a Sofik whether it's Chal Truma or not? And the more answers, V'yomer Adichanino Amisurya, Man Tana Chavis, who is the Tana that says by Chavis is only a Sofik, only a doubt? It's only a shitas yachad of a shimin shita. The gabe mikvah nami sveika mishavya. That even by mikvah, Rabbi Shimon says it's also a suffix. It's a doubt whether the tyrus are tome or not. The Tanya, we talk a lot like this. Kol tahirus shenasa gabel matlama freya. All the tyrus that went into this mikvah before. Whether it's a suffix, whether it took place in shiyachad or shiyachad, whether it took place in shiyachad or else in shiyachad, tineyas. We said, like we said before, it's Vade Tomei. Since it's a Tatel of a Yusa, there are two things wrong. It's a Cheskas Tumme and the Mikvas Chosar, we say it's Vade Tomei. However, Rabbi Shimon says it depends. B'Shusar Rabim Toiris. Rabbi Shimon says it only remains a Sofik. Therefore, the Klal is Sofik Tumme. B'Shusar Rabim is Tor. B'Shusar Yochid Toilin. And B'Shusar Yochid, though, there remains a Sofik Tumme. And Abul Rabbona, but Enachlami. So this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Abul Rabbona, but according to the Rabbonin Shita, Tevel Amafroy Enachlami. According to the Rabbonin Shita, just like we say by Mikvah, it's Vaday Tomei. The same thing by this Yayin also. If we find the Yayin now to be vinegar, we say for sure it was vinegar way before. And if you made Truma from it in between, nothing doing is Vaday Tevel. So again, the question is again according to Shmuel. Here we see again, since we see the wine to be vinegar right now, we say that's the way it was all the way before. So Akam Shmuel says, even though we see her to be a Bageris right now, we do not say she was a Bageris in the morning. Why not? Here again we see the way we see it right now, that's the way it was way before. So again, the Gemara answer, Shani Yosem, no, by the wine it's different. The Ikulum Meima Hemet Teblachas Kosei. There we have a suffix whether the Tevel became Truma or not. Like, first, all the wine was tevel. You didn't take off truma some isos yet. Now you have a suffix, the wine that you're taking off a truma, you have a suffix that wine changed to be vinegar or not. So you have a suffix if it became truma or not. So Hamid, leave it the way it was before, that it was tevel, so it's still awesome. For Yemen, we should rather say, lo nitzka, it didn't become fixed. For the more other rabbi, just the opposite, say a svara, Hamid yayna chaskasoi. For Yemen, lo hechmitz, no, say the opposite. We checked this barrel a month ago. Then it was okay, it was good wine. So let's say, since you checked, then it was okay, so it's probably still okay until we see differently. So Mora says, no, that's a chazoka de mikara. So Mora says, no, harei hechmes lefanecho. But right now we see this wine to be vinegar, there's a chazoka de hashtra, so it's no good. So the Gemara, if you go boss a chazoka de hashtra, the way you see this right now, hochinami, by the Isha also say the same thing. Harei bageris lefanenu. There's a chazoka de hashtra, right now she is a bageris. So why doesn't Shmuel say for sure in the morning she's also a Begeris? So Mar says, no, what you have to say is Hashtu, the Bagra. That Chazok is no good, because we could say it only happened right now, not before. If so, Hochinami, Hashtu, the Achmitz. So by wine also say the same thing. We only see it to change to be vinegar right now. Maybe before it wasn't vinegar. So Mar says, no, again, the Teretz is, Hosam Tatilurayusa. By the wine, there are two things wrong. First of all, we see it to be vinegar right now. That's a good suffix. Maybe it was vinegar way before. And secondly, the wine has a cheskas tevel. Before you did anything to it, it was tevel. So you have a suffix, whether it changed or not. When a suffix, we say it didn't change. Hocha, by this isha though, chodel reyusahu. There's only one thing wrong with her. Today is the day she's supposed to change from a nara to a bageris. We just don't know when she changed. So even though in the afternoon you see it to be a bageris, but still a good doubt that maybe in the morning she didn't change yet. So that's why here Shmuel says it's only a suffix if she changed in the morning or not. But by mikvah and by yayin, he agrees, there we said tata l'reyusa, that avadi changed in the morning also. Now the Gemara says, maybe this machlokes Rav and Shmuel is also a machlokes tanoim. We learn